guys, Nisha here. Welcome back to the Set Apart podcast. I am so excited because this is going to be the first episode in which I talk about a certain topic. And today's topic is going to be the excuses. And so on this episode, we will learn about how as humans, we always have an excuse for God. It may be that God is calling you to share the gospel. It may be that he's inviting you to tell your friends to go to church, tell your friends about God. Whatever the case may be, we tend to give God an excuse. And so today we will learn how Moses gave God so many excuses when it was time to do God's will. Before we begin, I want to give you guys a summary of what was going on in the passage we are about to read, which is found in Exodus chapter 3. Starting in verse 11. So starting in Exodus, we see that the Israelites increased in numbers, and at the time they were in Egypt, God's promise was being fulfilled. God said that the Israelites would multiply. And so this king Pharaoh was ruling over Egypt, and he saw how the Israelites multiplied greatly, and he saw that as a threat. And so he made them become slaves, and the Bible says that they made their lives bitter with hard service. And so there's this man named Moses, and God had a calling for his life. God wanted Moses to go to Pharaoh and to tell him to release the Israelites because God heard their cries. And the cool thing about Moses is that he was supposed to be dead, actually. You see, Pharaoh said that all the boys that were born had to be thrown into the Nile. And of course, he saw that men would become a great threat to him. But the thing about God is that he takes everything that's bad and he turns it for good. And so moving forward, God calls Moses from a burning bush. And he calls Moses and he gives Moses the instructions of what he must do. He basically said, Moses, go to Pharaoh, tell him to release my people. But then Moses started giving God so many excuses. Let's just go ahead and read what Moses said to God and what God said back to Moses. Starting in verse 10, God says, Come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. And then God said, and then Moses said to God, Sorry, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And so the first excuse Moses gave God is, Who am I? And I think this happens often, and I think we just do this a lot. We ask God, but who am I that I should be a pastor? Who am I that I should be a worship leader? Who am I that I should preach the gospel to my friends? And we forget that it does not matter who we are. All that matters is who God is. And Moses said, Who am I? How can I bring the people out of Egypt? You see, because sometimes we think that God wants us to be the deliverer, that he wants us to change people's hearts, when in reality, God will do everything through us. And he wants us to just plant the seed. If it's the case to share the gospel, if your case of being afraid to do something is to share the gospel, God does not care if you change people's hearts. That's his job. Your job is to plant the seed. God desires to work through us, to speak through us, but a heart that is not willing cannot be used. I'm going to repeat that one more time. A heart that's not willing cannot be used. God's response to Moses was, But I will be with you. God will always be with us. If God sends us to do something, I can promise you guys that he will be right there with us. Jesus told his disciple to go to all the nations and to make disciples and to share the gospel. But he didn't just say that and left. He said, I will be with you to the end of times. Something that caught my eye actually was that after God said this to Moses, after he said, I will be with you, he then continues and he says, When you have brought the people out of the land of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. He said, When. He did not say if. You see, God was giving Moses the confirmation that he can do it, but he had to trust God. God knows when we are able to do certain things through him. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And then Moses gave God another excuse, and he said, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say?" And God said, "I am who I am." Sometimes we worry so much about how much we know. And this makes me think about when people tell me, "Hey, Nisha, I want to share the gospel, but I don't know much about the Bible. I haven't read the whole Bible. I don't know much about the Old Testament." And we forget that it is not how much we know that counts, but it is who we know that counts. It is who we know. It is who we have as a father. God calls us not to worry, but instead to trust him. Trust the great I am. Trust his plans. Trust that he will use you. God then tells Moses, "Go," in verse 16. You see, God calls us to go, but sometimes we don't move. We hear 3-2-1, go, but we say, "God, are you sure? Are you sure you want me to do this? Are you sure this is what you want me to do? Are you sure this is the plan you have for me? Isn't there another way, Lord? Isn't there someone else?" And God says, "No, go." And then Moses proceeds to tell God, "But behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice." Keywords, me and my voice. You see, it does not matter who you are or what you can do. All that matters is who God is and what he can do. Moving on, Moses said, "Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent. I am slow of speech and of tongue." How many of us have said, "I can't share the gospel with that person. I just don't know what to say." Or how many times has the pastor or someone in church go to you and say, "Hey, go to that person over there and pray for her. Pray for him." And we have said, no, please send someone else." How many times have you been in a prayer circle and someone says, "Hey, can you lead us in prayer?" And you move your head and you say, no, "I can't, please send someone else." This is what Moses did. But I love God's response to him. He said, "Who has made man's mouth? Who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord?" Guys, if you're going to take anything from this podcast, take this. If God calls you to do something, he will equip you with what you need in order for you to actually do it. He will enable us to do his tasks. But God cannot do that if we refuse and if we are not willing. We say we can't do it, and that's true. We cannot do it on our own. If we rely on our own ability, on our own strength, we cannot do it. But if we rely on the Lord's ability, if we rely on the Lord's strength, then we can do all things through him who strengthens us. If God could speak from a burning bush, then he could speak through Moses. He could speak through us. What seems impossible for us, for God it's possible. We have to trust in him who makes all things possible. If you're going to face something that seems impossible, we have to go to God and go to him who makes all things possible. Proverbs 3 verses 5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." You see, we cannot rely on our own understanding, on our own strength, on our own ability. But when we go to God and we say, "Lord, I need you. Lord, I cannot do this with you. Lord, I am willing." He can do anything and everything he desires to do through you. But you have to be willing and say, "Lord, here I am. Use me however you please." Then God tells Moses to go one more time, and Moses said, "Please send someone else." If God is calling you, he is calling you. Why change God's plan? You know, God is all-knowing. If he is calling you to do something, he knows you can do it. God sees beyond what we see. God sees what we cannot see. You know, we see a broken man. God sees a prophet. When we see a drug addict, God sees a pastor. When we see a porn addict, God sees a worship leader. God sees beyond what we cannot see. We never know. We never know, guys, what God might do through us. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 4 through 10 says, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth." And we say that a lot as young adults. If you're listening to this and you're a young adult, we say, oh, I'm just like so young. I cannot preach to people. I don't know much about the Bible. But then the Lord said to Jeremiah, he said, "Do not say I am only a youth. For to all whom I sent, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them. For I am with you to deliver you. That declares the Lord." God is looking for people that are willing. And sometimes we think that because we have done so many things and have sinned in the past, that we cannot be used by God. And if you're that person, listen to me. Before God called Moses, Moses had killed someone. He was literally a murderer. And yet God saw beyond that. You might think, oh, I did this. God will never use me. But all throughout the Bible, we see that God uses broken people for his glory. We see that God is looking for people that are able. And also, just to point this out, sometimes we think that we have to clean ourselves before coming to Christ. And that is such a lie. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he knew exactly all the sins you would commit in the future. And yet he still died for you. You are already forgiven. God is looking for people who are able. God wants to use broken people for his glory. And a great example of someone from the Bible that was willing was Abraham. God told Abraham to kill his own son. His own son. And Abraham said, "Yes, God." He went early in the morning to do God's will. And because he obeyed, and because he was willing, God saw his obedient heart and how faithful he was. And he stopped him from killing his son. Now, Abraham never said, "But God, why?" Abraham never said that. Abraham never said, "But God, what if?" And we are sometimes so full of the what ifs. What if this happens? What if they don't listen to me? What if everything goes wrong? What if I get rejected? What if I lose my friends? And that, my friend, is having fear. But having faith like Abraham, it's saying, even if my son dies, I know that God will come through. Even if God stops me, I'll still do it and remain obedient to the Lord. It's your job to have faith and say, even if, instead of what if. We want to be used, but we don't want to say yes. So right now, I want to ask you, are you willing? Are you willing to let go of your fears and trust God? The story of Jonah teaches us that we cannot run away from our fears. Eventually, we have to conquer them, but we gotta have faith. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Isaiah 41:10. The Bible tells us 365 times to not fear, one for each day. And so are you willing? Before I end this, I want you to reflect on that question and tell God, "Lord, I am willing. Use me however you want. I'm here, Lord." I promise you guys, once your heart opens up and once you say, "God, I'm willing, I'm here, I want to do your will," your life will completely change. And I feel like, guys, sometimes we look at someone, a lot of people look at me and they say, "Wow, I want to be used like you." A lot of people go to my DMs and they message me, "Naisha, how can I be on fire for God like you are? How can I share the word like you do?" Well, let me tell you the difference. The difference between some people and me is that I actually go to God and I say, "Lord, I'm willing." You know, God can use you. You never know how God can work through you. But you have to be willing. If you're taking a word out of this episode, take this word, willing. I am willing. And go to God in prayer and say, "Lord, I don't know what you're going to do through me. I don't know if it's even possible, but I choose to say even if over what if, and choose to have faith in the Lord, like Abraham, like Noah, how God told Noah to build the ark. And it's the crazy thing about Noah and the story of the ark and the flood is that it had never rained before that. It had never rained before that. And so when God told Noah, it's going to rain like crazy, build an ark, Noah said, okay, Lord, I will do it. Even if it was impossible for him to rain because it had never rained before, he had faith. And he said, Lord, even if it doesn't rain, I'm going to just choose to follow your will and just follow your plan and just follow what you say I should do. And sometimes, you know, like Noah, people can come to us and they say, oh, that's not going to happen. Jesus is not coming back. Well, you have to have faith like Noah. Noah had no vision of what could have happened because, again, it had never rained before. But yet he chose to have faith. And I can imagine people going to Noah and saying, you're crazy. You're building an ark for nothing. Like, what the heck? Like, it's never rained before. Like, you're wasting your time. But Noah remained obedient and he remained faithful and he trusted God's word. If God tells you to do something, it's your job to step forward and say, Lord, yes, I'm willing, I will do it. The change of attitude, when you say, but I'm not so sure, to when you just say, Lord, yes, I'm going to do it. I trust you. That is going to completely change how God will use you. So before I end this, just reflect on this question. Am I willing? Am I willing to step out in faith and to trust God no matter what? Whatever it is, if God is calling you to go to your friends, your friend group, and say, hey, I love Jesus, I'm a Christian, and I want to share Jesus with you guys. If God is calling you to do that, then step out in faith and do it. Trust him that God will speak through you. Don't say, what if they ask me questions? What if they, you know, start to say how the Bible contradicts itself? What if they start to just ask me theology questions? God will speak through you. You just have to be willing and he will do the rest. It is not what you can do, but what God can do. It is not who you are, but who God is. Who God says you are. That's what you need to reflect on. That's what you need to trust and hold on to. If God is calling you to be a worship leader and you say, I cannot be up there in front of thousands of people, in front of hundreds of people. I'm going to get scared. I cannot sing in front of thousands of people. And God is saying, yes, you can. You see, when we say we cannot do it, God says, yes, you can do it. When we see, well, I just can't seem to see myself actually like doing that, God says, then let me help you. Let me do it through you. You don't need to do anything. You just have to trust me. When we say, I don't know enough, God says, you know me, and that's enough. A heart that's not willing cannot be used. So let me close this off with a prayer, and I just want you guys to reflect on that question. Am I really willing to do what God calls me to do? Lord, I want to thank you, God, for just this amazing opportunity for me to just share the gospel and just share some truth over through this podcast, Lord. And I just thank you for everyone that's listening right now. I pray that their hearts might be opened and that they might choose to trust you instead of choosing to fear, that they might say, Lord, I am willing. Right now, Lord, I pray for those that have been scared in the past. I just pray, Lord, that they can step out in faith and say, Lord, I am willing. That those that are scared to share the gospel with their friends because they're scared they might lose their friends, I just pray right now that they step out in faith knowing that you are their strength, Lord. We can do all things through you, but with our own strength, we will fail. And so I pray that we can all go to you and just trust that you know what's best for us, that you know the plans you have for us, and you see beyond what we cannot see, Lord. And I pray we choose to trust you at all times. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so, so, so much for listening to this episode. I cannot wait to do more. As always, just let me know what other things you want me to speak on my Instagram. Just send me, hey, I have a podcast recommendation, like a topic idea, and I'm always open to those. Thank you guys so much. God bless everyone, and Naisha out. Low-key, that was kind of dumb, but I just need, like, something to say at the end, so if you guys have any idea, let me know. Okay, bye!